Hey, I'm Dean.
And I'm Derek, and this is Under Your Roof.
And in your backyard, I jumped you.
With Dean and Derek.
Yeah,
that's all right. You jump me, I jump you. What does it matter? Because everybody knows that you're going to speak louder than me anyway.
I do. It's my habit, and I'm not quitting.
No.
So, crazy week this week.
Why?
Tiring.
Why?
Just like so
you
many...
You tire so easily these days. What happened to you?
I don't know. I think it's... You know those commercials where it's the testosterone leakage?
What did you just say?
The testosterone
that's
leakage.
That's not what you said. You didn't say testosterone.
I
you
didn't.
Said testosterone.
See, that's what I mean. I said I'm tired. I've been leaking testosterone, Derek.
Dude.
And I can't get it back. Yeah. That's the problem.
No, you're right. It
you
has
You can
been
hear it. I have no energy.
No. All right. Come on.
And I'm
ready?
Leaking.
Come on.
No,
get it pumped up.
That,
yeah.
That's
all
not
right.
working.
All right. Whatever.
So, no, it's been a stressful
week.
Well,
you know why it's been a stressful week? Because we've been in another heat wave. It's our fourth heat wave
right. This
summer. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
And we're building the outdoor displays. You know, we've completely changed the inside of the quarries.
With
now we're working on the outside.
Our team at the quarries is just awesome.
Great, so it's been hot.
It has been hot.
A lot of business and stuff. So I'm not complaining. I'm just tired. I'm finding motivation for this. But the subject will motivate me.
Is it the subject or is it the fact that you're in front of a mic? Because we all know that when you get in front of a mic and you're texting too. So I don't know who you're texting.
No, I'm not.
Oh,
I'm
you're
done.
Not. Oh,
no,
you're done.
Done.
Oh, look, you just
I'm
did what
done.
My son does to me, like at the dinner table. I said, no phones at the table. And you just put it away.
What did you just say?
Well, exactly. Exactly the problem.
All right. You know? So let's get to the subject because this is a great subject.
It is.
And it's going to be outside.
Yeah.
Right? We're going inside. Next show or two.
Yeah.
But we're going to focus outside. We did a lot of it with the TV show. We deal with a lot of it with designers.
And by the way, you may not know who we are, or you might know who we are, but we hosted a couple of shows on DIY Network called Indoors Out and Rock Solid for 7 years. You might see that on HGTV as well. And by the way, if you want to reach us, you just look up Dean and Derek on the internet anywhere. You'll get our Facebook page, and also email is contactus@deanandderek.com. Any questions, any comments, good or bad, go for it.
And YouTube, Dean and Derek, we have tips of the day
you do
and all that stuff.
You do that search, you'll find those tips of the day. And we're going to get them linked up to the OG Network because here we are. We're on the OG Network, and we love working with these guys. What a great team of people, by the way.
Yeah, they are great. Yeah. Let's hope we don't disappoint them.
Well, it won't be me.
Oh, okay.
It won't be me. Hey, you know what? On that note, we were talking about our email and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
Is you and I have a lot of visuals that we want to get out there. And today we're talking about coverings. We're talking about pergolas. We're talking about creating that roof. And that
you totally didn't introduce that, though. A little more exciting. Today, we're going to talk about coverings.
All right. Today, we're going to talk about coverings.
There you go. Do you have a high sun backyard?
Do you have a high sun backyard?
And you hate sunburn?
Yeah.
And when you entertain, it gets so hot. We're going to try to help you fix it.
Okay.
Now you can go.
Did you get your energy?
Because
I think you just got your energy.
I did.
That's awesome. Anyway, that's where we're going today. So we got a comment, by the way. There's a great fan out there who's been listening to
one
the podcast.
One fan. That's awesome.
And she might be 85, but she's a fan.
Mom, thank you very much.
Yeah. She loved the podcast. She says she's having a great time and laughing.
Oh, good.
So that's good.
Good.
All right.
So, coverings.
Yes.
We did a lot of it in our designs and on the shows.
We did. We did.
And let's start with the one everyone knows. We don't have to talk about umbrellas, do we? Everybody knows umbrellas, right? That's really not a covering, but some people...
Umbrellas? Did you just
know,
jump
like
to
for
umbrellas?
Shade? No, but like that's the basic one. Pergolas.
Yeah.
We've worked with a lot of pergolas, right?
We have.
Okay. Pergolas can be very expensive if you hire a carpenter to build one.
Yes.
Right? What's so funny about that?
No, because I'm just thinking about the custom pergolas that we've been
crazy
dealing
with. Crazy
money. Right. But that's we have to explain that because some pergolas out there are with guys that mill wood.
100-year-old reclaimed barn
wood. Red
woods.
Cedar wood and old barn beams. And those are the most amazing pergolas.
Gorgeous.
They're
top
incredible.
Of the line,
I mean,
but
the
not
one,
cheap.
The one we're dealing with right now is a 10-inch by 10-inch post.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty good size.
Yes.
I mean, we were doing that pergola for Trace Adkins. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Down in Nashville. I think they were 10 or 12.
Huge.
You know?
And not cheap, but that's the high end.
Yeah.
And people, I think, don't understand how expensive even the mid-range ones are. It's not a cheap investment.
No.
We used another company, Pergola Depot, a lot.
I love their product.
All pre-drilled,
all
set up. You get it delivered, and it's pretty basically easy to install.
Look,
if you follow
the directions. If you're a DIYer, that's a great company to order from. They have an excellent website. And everything came. We use that in the show a lot because it was the show was mainly about DIY on the DIY network. So all pre-cut, you could get some beautiful wood products, and they were pretty easy to install. I agree with you.
Yes,
I like their options.
The problem with pergolas though is people think they give you shade.
They don't give you shade.
Thank you.
Well, they give you partial shade.
Partial.
It's kind of like dealing with you.
Why does it all come back to me?
Because you're eventually going to bring it to you anyway, so I might as well just jump to it. You know, like you're partially here. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're here, but then you're partially here. And then as I'm talking, I see you trying to listen.
Yes.
And then you're partially listening.
Yes.
It's very painful.
If you had a testosterone leak like I do, you'd understand. I feel like a big balloon where the air's getting out. I'm fighting it.
No, this has been your whole life. This has been your whole life, but I see you trying, so that's good. But you are partial.
Okay.
There we go.
So, and it ties into the pergola.
It
because
does.
It's partially
shaped. It's partial shaped.
Now, they do have pergolas where they have these little box tops you put on where it does
create
shape.
Well, that's like
shape.
An accessory.
Those are the prefab ones,
yeah,
right?
An accessory.
So it kind of mimics a roof. Then people talk about, well, I'm going to do a pergola and have something like these grapevines grow over it, and over time, the vines will grow.
You got to be careful of that because, say,
rot.
Well, the wisteria, that'll eat that pergola up in a few years because that wisteria is so invasive that, you know, you've seen those vines. The roots of them and the branches of them, they push the wood out of
there.
So those aren't good. But there are other vines that are gentler than that.
So
but,
not all pergolas create shade.
No.
There are some that do.
But wait,
you get the panels.
True, but you get the panels. But what about that fabric? Remember that one
the
did
sail
in Florida?
Fabric, yeah.
And then you hit the remote control and...
Yeah, but then that just cost you about $3,000 or $4,000.
That one wasn't that bad.
No?
No, that one... That's the latest one. Remember the video I showed you?
Yeah.
Of the one with the outdoor fireplace and all that? Now, folks, this pergola is like I've never seen anything like it. It's a whole...
It's like blinds.
It's like...
It's blinds that open and close.
And it's metal. It's like a powder-coated metal... It was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was like a light color, but you had a remote control, and when you hit it, we should get that video up. I'll get that because I have that in video.
We've got to get a lot of
videos up. I know we will. But when you hit that remote control, all of a sudden the roof just comes down and creates a perfect roof, or it opens up to give you the partial shade.
Big money.
That was big money.
Okay.
But that, you know, these people used it. That created an incredible space.
You know what I like about the basic pergola?
What's that?
It creates a different atmosphere in your design.
Yeah.
Especially at nighttime.
Yes.
You can string those lights around it and that with like your dining room table, your grill, kitchen area. It does create a definitely different
look. But you know what I can't stand what people do with pergolas? Is they hang all these wind chimes.
Hanging plants.
The hanging plant thing.
In the plastic pot.
Yeah, it's just that wind chime thing. You're trying to have a conversation. There's 10 wind chimes.
Yeah.
I was at a friend's house. I took them all down.
Yeah, they
I
drive
took them
you
all
nuts.
Down. I was like, can we just take these down
yes.
while we're talking, please?
Yes.
It could drive me nuts. But I do think that what you're getting to, Dean, is something that we agree with when you're outside, is you're trying to figure out a way to bring an indoors, you know, element into the outdoors, which you're getting a partial roof, you're getting posts that create kind of a wall, and you can do lattice between those posts to create more of a wall and grow vines up that way. You can create, we'll get into living walls.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because now there's a modern pergola where it's literally like strips. It looks like the blind design, but the whole pergola is made out of that lattice pieces, those thin pieces. Very kind of eclectic, contemporary look.
That
does create some shade because they space them tight.
Yep.
The thing with those products is you have to make sure, and we'll start talking about the roof ones, the full coverings next.
Yep.
Depending where you live, snow load.
Oh, yeah. Well, that right? You know what?
You live here in Massachusetts.
Dean,
or...
very good point.
Thank you.
I wasn't
come up
even
going to
talk about that. But you know what? You're right, because where we live and north of us, that's a huge problem. That's a massive problem.
Mm-hmm.
Down south, they don't have to worry about that. But they have to worry about wind and uplift and all that stuff too. But yeah, I think the whole pergola thing is worth it. You can find options that are not bad for budgets and go all the way up to like dreamland, no question. Absolutely. Let's go into coverings. Let's go for that.
So one of the coverings I love that we used to use on the show, Sam Covert.
Sam Covert, Covert Construction and Coverings.
Powder coated.
Did he just get a plug?
Yeah, I know.
What is he giving us for that?
Nothing.
Nothing.
You didn't get
you hear
a
that,
cover,
Sam?
Did I?
Nothing.
Powder coated aluminum.
Beautiful.
Right? Were
beautiful.
They're aluminum.
Yeah.
Posts, and it becomes an outdoor room,
yeah.
Literally. A roof. His was spec'd for certain snow loads.
That's right.
I loved with the electrical where you put the fan.
The fan inside.
So it really does. Nice. I mean, and depending on the part of the country, it's almost a necessity. In Massachusetts, you have places where we get 3 months of summer, right? So you have places where you get high sun.
Yeah.
But if you're down south or Florida, Arizona.
Okay, wait a second. What about that project in Hingham where we were working with... We were helping a consultant design, and they were doing the flagging off that pool area.
Mm-hmm.
How much sun was in there?
No, it was a lot.
It was crazy.
It was.
And, like, around that pool area, there was hardly any shade. You just wanted to break. I don't know how many people out there, how many folks out there you have these type of full sun areas, but sometimes you're like, I just want something that's going to give me a little bit of a break. And
mm-hmm.
these type of coverings or a pergola with a shade that you get that remote shade that you can do, that will give you that little break. So you
yes.
can sit out there longer and enjoy it.
Now,
no
Covert Coverings, he will ship. He's out of California.
Yep.
He'll ship and, you know, help you with directions to install.
Yep.
Some of these things are out of the DIY range, I would say.
Yeah, no,
you have
I'm
to
not,
have some kind
yeah.
of construction experience. You have to know your sonotubes, how to tie those posts, because you talked about uplift.
Yep.
When you're dealing with the solid roof, those things are important unless you tie it into the house. Once you tie something into the house, you better have a carpentry background.
No, that's true.
You don't
want
to mess with that
I mentioned
stuff.
DIY earlier and the whole with the Pergola Depot company because they make it, it's all pre-drilled, easier for you to do. But you're right. Dean's absolutely right. I hate
very painful
to say
for you
that.
To admit that.
Oh
isn't
my
it?
Gosh, I hate to say that, but he is right about the footers. You know, the sonotube, everything to do with the stability. I mean, let's face it, folks. If you're going to do some type of pergola or covering,
that's a solid roof. You have uplift.
Better bring in a professional
yes.
for that. No
yes.
question.
So I love Covert Coverings, and you can check it out. I think he's under Sam Covert Construction.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
We love their product, high end, incredible.
And he's in a market where there's other products. You know, there's other companies that do that. We just know him personally, so that's
yes.
why we're talking about him.
So now there are other ones too. Now we're gonna another simple one.
Yep.
Where remember we started to do those sails. They look like the sail. They were cloth.
Good idea, Dean. Very good idea.
So
yeah,
you
yeah.
can get those. I think, you know, if you Google sail coverings, I think,
yep.
or cloth coverings
I'm gonna
do that for
right
outside.
Now. Let's
okay.
see where it comes up.
So
let's see
I'd say $300 to $500 for those. And what you can do is you can take a pressure-treated post, put it in the ground around your patio. Then you string those on strategic areas to where those sails give you covering, but obviously you can't leave it up. Water will go through like rain, but you can't leave that up in the wintertime, obviously.
Yeah, I just hit my mic.
Yeah, that was a good job.
That was so stupid.
Those are great. And those, cost-wise, now you're giving yourself some shade. They work, but you're not spending a huge amount of money high-end on a covering.
Right. Well, I think, you know, look at everybody wants a little bit of shade because you can enjoy the area better, right? But those shade sails, that's what they really call them, as shade sails.
Yes.
They're very colorful. They're not for every space. I mean, you know, you can always, I mean, look at the options here. I'm just looking up some
You really Googled,
right?
Didn't you?
I did. I Googled it just to see what the options are. I mean, they've come a long way, too. I mean, when we worked with them, we had them.
They were fairly new.
They were kind of new. You're right. Because we're not going to tell people when we started to do design on TV. But that was 2002. But look at the color options here. I mean, that's like, it's almost like a Sunbrella product.
Very
you know,
cool. And, you know, cost-wise, once again, you know, budget is important,
yep.
right?
Yep.
So that's not a huge investment. And it will work. It will serve its purpose, right?
Yeah, but you know what's so neat, too, is when they overlay each other and you can play with two different colors there, you know, because the UV protection and all of that, that's important.
Okay.
Especially if you're Irish. If you're Irish and you're out there, you need a shade sail.
So now we talked about Sam Covert's higher end. You can customize any pergola. You can get a contractor to build you incredible pergolas.
Of course you can. Yep.
They work. Sometimes they don't work.
What do you mean?
I've seen them where they, it's a small space and a huge pergola.
Oh, you mean design-wise?
Yes. Oh, yes. I think we have to dip our toe in the water with that, too, is understanding your design. And your some cool pergolas where you have a large patio area and you have like a kitchen with the grill and sitting area, and then it just covers that area. For example, it's not wood, but we used a lot of those pergolas where it's a sunbrella that's on the side of your house. Lower cost one is where you crank them open, you attach it to...
Oh, you mean like an awning?
Exactly.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Is that the word you were looking for?
Yeah, but okay. You gave it to me.
Oh.
But awning sounds cheap.
Awnings are not cheap.
No, but the word awning,
you know,
to
what
me,
it
I don't
is?
Like
awnings
that word.
Awnings feel like the 1960s.
It feels
that's
like
what
Nani's
it feels
house.
Like, but it's not.
No.
Because the awnings that are out
it
there...
It feels like a camper with the awning.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why I don't like the
but,
word awning.
No, but...
I was trying to get away with it.
I was just at a house the other day, and they had a beautiful house in the backyard. The house was elevated, and in the backyard was a river with a waterfall, like
wow.
a natural waterfall in yep. New England. And they had a patio down there. But on the upper deck, you came off the kitchen, kitchen, dining, family room, off these sliders into a deck area, whole outdoor living, like circular table space, couches, the most incredible awning over the whole deck.
Was it permanent, or could you push a button and it
permanent.
Would
permanent? It was a permanent awning.
Where was it attached?
It had its own posts that was attached to that. Of course, it had a pitch to it because the water would roll right off.
And you
of
leave it out year-round?
Leave it out year-round.
What about snow load?
Yep. It has a whole structure so that the way it won't sag. It was unbelievable.
Really?
I was like, I could live out here in the summertime. It was so much shade, and then you had the waterfall underneath. It was such an incredible space. I mean, because, again, I don't know about you, but sometimes I'm done with the sun.
Yes.
That's why you're tired, because we've been working in the direct sun right now.
Mm-hmm.
You even at the quarries in our managing positions, we're still doing a lot of outdoor stuff. That sun zaps you. Some yeah. people love it all day long. I'm not one
not,
of those
not
people.
At 100
I'll
degrees.
Sit in that shade. I'll sit in that chair.
So let me ask you about this awning.
Yeah, go ahead, awnings. Let's make it a new name. What would we call it?
High-end covering.
High-end. But
cloth covering.
It needs something sexy.
No, forget it. Yep. I don't have time for that.
Forget
I'm sitting in a pool of testosterone, remember?
It's all over the
exactly.
studio floor.
I'm spewing. obviously, that's not a cheap investment. The
yeah,
one you're describing.
But none of it is.
No, but I'm trying to give people options, because I hate it when... We can talk about these unbelievable coverings or pergolas.
And then it's not practical.
And it's like
to
people
anybody.
Like, oh, yeah, I'd love to. And it's like, what do you mean $10,000?
Well, first off, you don't want to go with a piece of material that's not going to last. So you have to make some type of an investment.
Yeah, so some of those awnings, though, they do have the crank where you hook it up against the house.
Right.
And instead of pushing a button, the electric ones, you crank it and they work. I have to say, they do kind of look like you have a camper, and you know those attachments for campers.
What do you mean when you're cranking it?
Yeah.
Oh,
it just,
so what?
Yeah, but
does it take you 3 minutes
it
to
does,
crank it?
It does. Some of them, not all of them, some of them look a little cheap.
Yeah, I guess that depends on the material, the color, where it is. Yeah, I mean, there are, you know what gets me is when people have awnings on the front of their house.
Well, on,
over the windows. I mean, it's a very different
70s. That's 70s.
Yeah, that's an architecture.
Ranch, right.
And I'm sure there's some beautiful homes in Mexico and California that might have them, and they work really, really well that way. Here in New England, it feels a little, I don't know.
Dated.
But when I see that over in the correct outdoor space, I think it's freaking incredible. I think it's awesome.
I haven't seen one of those large ones that's permanent.
Yeah.
I've always seen the ones we use for the show.
Right.
The high-end ones, which were beautiful, the sunbrella ones, where you push a button and it comes down and then the little legs drop.
Look, I have this idea or this visual of myself retired, drinking my gin and tonic with a couple of limes in it and pressing a button or doing my crank, get that awning out there, and I'm like not in the sun anymore. I could die there. I could die right there.
It's a good look for you. I agree. That's who you are with your black socks and sandals on.
No, I don't do
that's
black
good,
socks and sandals.
That's a great
you know
look
that.
For you.
I saw someone at
that's
the quarries today
look.
With black socks and sandals. And
yeah,
like,
and you said, I got to
no,
do that.
No,
I
I'm
want
not
that.
Do that. I'm not going to do that. But there's something comfortable about it, and I think that that's a great option.
Well, the thing is, too, we always talk about creating atmosphere in rooms. I don't want to say go high-end, but if you can budget it and do your research,
yeah,
I would lean toward something that's a little more money, that's better looking than cheaping up.
Well, isn't it the same thing when you're trying to hire somebody? Like, you never go with the high one. You never go with the low one. You're going with...
in the middle.
Something in the middle. Don't you do that when you buy things usually? And if you really want something specific, then you save that money for that because you're like, I know I want that because that's going to be a permanent thing. Right?
Right. Hey, sports fans. Football season's here, and it's time to get in on the action with MyBookie.net. MyBookie.net is the industry-leading sports action website that offers real Vegas odds on football, baseball, and all of your favorite sporting events.
You can take a side, the total, or you can even bet the over-under on how many fantasy points a player will score. MyBookie.net lets you play online and win big. Use promo code ROOF when you register for your account and get a 100% sign-up bonus.
Hey, did the game already kick off? Don't sweat it. MyBookie.net has in-game live action on every major league event, even esports. There's no better time to join MyBookie.net than today. Go to MyBookie.net to open an account and start winning.
Use promo code ROOF when you register for your account and get a 100% sign-up bonus.
Get in on the action. Visit MyBookie.net's website today and use promo code ROOF to get a 100% sign-up bonus.
No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited.
Let's talk about, though, the benefits of a covering.
Okay.
You can drop like 20 degrees. With, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it's a hot day out and sure. You're standing underneath,
have you
put
noticed,
that out.
By the way, have you noticed on a really hot day, like if you have, you know, when you get home and it's a humid night, you just put on your air conditioning and you just drop it 1 degree.
And it feels freezing.
It all of a sudden, everything in the house totally 1 degree.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't think that we give enough credit to that whole degree change.
Yes.
Because you're right. Even if you dropped it 5 degrees in that area, you're gonna be able to enjoy that space more instead of, oh, it's too hot, I can't go out in the patio.
So let me ask you a question design-wise, because I'm sure some people, they're in the beginning stages of their design. Hmm. If you're designing a patio and, you know, outdoor room, would you decide on your pergola before or after? Would you educate yourself before you do the install of the patio, whatever it is, or after you do the install of the patio, whatever it is?
I would do it before. I mean, I don't know about you.
Why?
Folks out there. I mean, actually, it's a good question for you. You let us know what you think of pergolas, coverings, any of these options that we're talking about. And you can do that at our email, contactus@deanandderek.com, or on our Facebook page. But my answer to that one is I would do it before. Because I'm a phase-out person. So I would do my research and think, first off, will a pergola look right in my yard? Because some pergolas don't look right in your yard. You know I talked about that.
Some of them don't fit.
Okay, Dean, you talked about
that. I
did.
They don't fit.
All right, Dean, you're right. Okay, you talked about that.
They don't fit.
Sometimes, you know, you can work. It will work against the architecture of the house. Like, I don't think a pergola works at my house. My house is like a cottage. You know,
yeah.
Like, and if you, my living space is off the peak of that house. You know what I mean? Like, okay, Lydia's house.
Lydia, that's going to go great.
We're helping consult with her.
Yeah.
And she's doing one. She has that kind of corner. Right.
But what's she doing? She's tying it
into the house.
Roof.
Right.
So
she's
the beams go into
right.
the roof. So it becomes part
exactly.
of the structure.
Like her situation, her setup is perfect for a pergola. Like yours, you're on that side, but you're on the side. You could create something right
I
over
could,
that
but
little
I still
deck.
Have the little deck going into
but
my kitchen.
By the time it gets over your patio, it's so high
huge.
In the air, it's not right.
Right.
Yeah.
So you have to understand your design.
Right.
The other thing where you have the freestanding ones, like you said,
yeah.
sometimes they work.
Sometimes they don't.
Because sometimes don't. They feel like they're on an island by themselves.
Right.
You don't. You have the thin 4-inch posts.
Yeah.
They feel weak and wobbly and
folks,
cheap.
If you're going to be going with the pergola, don't go with the thin posts. Go with the thickest post you can get with the style that you like, because that just for us feels like stability, or it gives it girth, or it doesn't. You know, it feels like that bodybuilder with the skinny legs.
Exactly.
Like it's going to topple
exactly.
over.
Exactly. So the bigger picture is you can do your research and look at all the different coverings. We haven't even talked about sunrooms yet.
Oh,
because
well,
now they have sunrooms that right. transform into outdoor rooms right. with the glass that opens and all that. And that's, right. you live in Florida or places like that. That's great.
Well, you know, I wanted to talk about that whole wall system and another thing, but I think we can talk about it now because it does tie into the whole sunroom thing. But go ahead. Before we get into the sunroom covering and all that, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Well, I totally forgot what I was going to say because
Dude,
you cut me off.
You know
Wait,
what? I'm telling you right now.
I was saying that.
You needed an iced coffee. You never got it. Now, you didn't stop because you were driving. I needed an iced coffee.
Talking.
And you didn't
and
even
I drove
think about it.
By the
you
Dunkin'
were
Donuts.
So, you were
right.
so selfish, and I didn't even get my iced coffee.
It's true. Yeah. We don't have
when
the
I
same
drive,
oomph.
When I drive, do you get an iced coffee?
Yes.
Do I think about it? I care. That's all I'm saying.
I didn't.
That, you know,
and I'm paying for
and
it.
All I can say is I'm 6 months older than you. And so that first 6 months of my life was really easy. That was so, like, easy. And then I remember the seventh month, me feeling tension. And I didn't know why. Okay?
Because there was a new dog peeing on your tree.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But the sunroom thing, like I said, that's way high end. And it's really, some of those rooms, they open up. So there are an outdoor space.
Okay, so now when Dean talks about these rooms opening up, because sunrooms, a lot of people use the word four-season room or two-season rooms.
Well, that's the old school way, four-season room.
Or there's a porch, and then you just have, you know, you have your screens, and you can do that. And people pull the screens out, and then they put, like, the plexiglass in or something else and make it more of a – it won't be a true winter room. But then – here's the ultimate, the Nana wall.
Yeah.
That Nana wall, that's a product, N-A-N-A wall. That product is something that has blown us away for a long time.
Oh, it's incredible.
It's a bifold wall, and you may have seen these folks, but it's a bifold wall that you can use in any application on your home. Now, you may have seen them actually in commercial applications because the galley down in Scituate. Mm-hmm. They have those, and they open that wall right up,
awesome.
And all of a sudden you're inside, and you're opened up to the sidewalk and the view of the water, and it's like, what?
But they still need a roof system. You need a solid roof system.
Of course you
do. So it's not like a pergola that has that.
No.
That's a solid roof system.
That's an absolute sunroom situation, high end. Like, the best thing that I saw with the Nana wall is there was a pool area. They had a bifold wall. And went into a bedroom. Do you remember this one? Okay, you're going to remember this when I tell you. And all of a sudden, the pool, the deck of the pool area was travertine. Like, you know, your travertine. And all of a sudden, the travertine came under the wall into
the bedroom.
And then it hit carpet.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden, you get out of bed and you're hitting the carpet, but you walk 4 feet and you're hitting travertine. You press the wall. It opens up and you're in the pool. That was like, okay. Okay, I could die there with my gin and tonic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be nice. That's incredible.
It is.
But they do have them on a much, you know, I want to say smaller scale, but different budgets and things like that.
So I think it goes back to what we say all the time. Whether you're doing a high-end design or you're on a budget, you have to do your research and you have to be strategic on where you're going to put that pergola, where you're going to put that awning, where you're going to put that covert covering.
Okay, I agree with you. Again,
because
you're right.
If you have a 20 by 30 patio...
Yeah.
There is no way, unless you have funny money, that you're going to cover that entire area.
You can think
that's
huge. You can think about a pergola in phase two or think about it after you do your patio. You can. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work. That's what you're getting at, really. And the other thing, too, is a pergola is not like an accessory or just something to add. It's something that's really part of the structure of the room, and it's a good part of the budget of that room.
I have to say, too, for your house, too, the powder-coated aluminum ones, there are other choices. Like I talked about, those shade blind ones, very contemporary looking. Obviously, if you live in a farmhouse or older house or cape, that's not going to work for you. The wooden ones are fantastic if you have the right wood.
That's true. But you know what I was just reminded of? And I just got the visual of this as you were talking, is when we were growing up, the majority of our family, our relatives' homes, had a type of pergola thing with the grapevine growing over it.
Yes.
Remember?
Yes.
Don't you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
But the thing with the grapevine is the hornets come. And that's the whole thing about introducing landscape. I mean, did I go off? Did I go off of something you were just saying? Like, did I sidetrack you?
I know, I talk about the difference between wood, like a deer in headlights now. Because you're it's like looking in the mirror now. Now I know what you think when I go off. I'm like, now I understand ADD.
What? Tell me what you understand.
I was talking about choosing the right product in that pergola or covering or awning.
So that wasn't far
that
off.
That fits your design.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, that wasn't
but
far
But you
off.
Went back to the old neighborhood.
But you brought up wood because they were always wood and some of them were old like... posts from trees. Remember Papa's?
Well, where do most posts come from, Derek?
So anyway.
Thank you.
Okay, but you know what I mean? They didn't like cut him into like a perfect plane. It was that rustic kind of knotty thing.
Live edge, some of them.
As Matt Light would say, gnarly. Yeah, as gnarly. But it was gnarly and all that, and it was rustic, and a lot of people like that look. Like, we keep talking about pergolas and coverings and these with these clean lines, I think, and that's the visuals. That, but there's a whole other option out there that's much more rustic, and you know what I mean? Like, that would fit probably in my area.
So
that,
what are you saying? Which, like what? The wooden rustic ones that are not finished wood?
Yes.
Old, like reclaimed barn wood.
Yeah. And they actually create more of a roof system. You want to grow some type of a vine, that's fine, or you keep them rustic. Like, what about that? Not that we're talking about fences, but, you know, when you're driving down off of High Street onto 228, on the left side, there's this somebody, I don't know, a fence company must have done this, but it's the same idea of these same type of trunks of a little tree, and they must be that could fit in your hand. And they made a fence out of it.
Yeah.
You know that
they
one I'm
talking
about?
Tied it all in. It looks like vines.
It looks really great. Mm-hmm. Same thing with the pergolas.
You know, we didn't touch on the vinyl pergolas. They have those.
Oh, the PVC.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan, but I
think it depends on the house.
The house, yeah, I guess. I tend toward old school. I tend to go that way.
Yeah, but when you,
some of the vinyl ones now, the PVC ones, I take that back. They work at the right house.
We just did a consult in Marshfield. With that house must have been 1.2.
Mm-hmm.
The house is more of a colonial. The front had a porch, but it was a big house. This is probably like a 4,000 square foot house.
Mm-hmm.
Off the back, on the upper deck, you step down probably 15 steps to that pool area, but off the back was a pergola covering, all PVC, all white, and they had a fan in there. It was perfect for that space.
And that's oceany.
Yeah,
you know, that works.
Totally works.
I guess I keep going back to understand your design and understand how it will fit
your
outdoor room.
Okay, but the other thing, too, I want to say about the PVC and also the plastic, if you want to say the word plastic, whatever it is, no maintenance, no staining.
No.
You can just power wash that baby. You can power wash the wood too, but you know what I mean. Like, if you
it works.
If
I shouldn't say I didn't like it.
You're being mean. You're being cruel.
No, you talk.
You're being
cruel. You know what I'm thinking of?
Yeah.
Because I was thinking in my head the old vinyl ones where they have the slips, the vinyl slips that go over the post, and they twist and move, and you push up against the post, and it has flex. It doesn't feel it's the old ones that I had in my head that were kind
of
throwing.
And there's a lot of stuff in that head, you know, like that was mixed in with something else that we don't want to talk about.
Exactly.
I don't know what else is in there, but you know, if you're leaking. You're probably leaking up there, too.
You know what I'm realizing with this show?
What's
other
that?
Than you trying to hurt me from my disability?
I'm not trying to hurt you.
Leakage of testosterone is a serious issue.
Well, I have to say,
for those of you young people out there, you don't understand it, but one day, your bag will break, too.
That reminds me of, I was talking to Robert today, you know, the new kid in the yard. He's what, 21 years? No, he's 20 years old or something like that. He comes up, I'm here to help out. I'm here to help you out. I'll move some stuff, blah, blah, blah. And I tell him, you know, he's like, how old are you, man? I said, I'm 55. He goes, what? I said, yeah, I'm 35 years older than you. Okay, stop laughing. He goes, I'd give you 45. I'm like, you're my new best friend.
At least he took 10 years off. That's good.
Exactly. At least he took it, but he lied. He lied like everybody else. But like you said, Dean, in the previous podcast, it's over.
It is over.
It's
but
over.
You've accepted it like
I've
I have.
I've accepted it. Tony has to clean up the studio after you leave because there's so much leakage. That's all that's going on there.
It's sad.
But back to the, wait a second, back to the budgets and the pergolas and all that. If you're going to be doing this, folks, if you're thinking about that, and like Dean says, and I agree with him, that the pergola idea usually is something that's at the beginning of design. You got to think if it's going to work in a space or not. Because if it's going to be fighting your house, don't do it. Don't waste the money on that. You know, everybody falls in. We do this too. We fall in love with pictures and ideas like the Nana wall with the travertine coming into the bedroom. But that's not right for our houses.
No, it would never work.
It would never work. We don't have a pool.
Not right for our budgets, too.
No, but you know what I mean? You fall in love with this idea and then you say, okay, I want this. And then you force it into a situation and then you're like,
that's what I mean. You force the wrong thing in your backyard because you get attached to it and it doesn't work. You got to really, that's part of the education. And I think part of the education when people come into the quarries and are looking for stone and stuff like that, I always stop them and said, you need to look up And they're like, what's that mean? I said, you come in here, tunnel vision, stone, that's pavers, patio, blah, blah, blah. I said, stop and look up and tell me the rest of your outdoor room.
Yeah.
Plantings, light, wood pergola, or vinyl, or PVC will work, or covering, or not covering. It's an element.
Well,
you can't make it. If you make it the star, it's going to fail. Because everything we design, the patio, everything, I tell people all the time, we could build you the most gorgeous stone, giallo, high-end patio. If you surround it by just grass, it's just a patio.
Yeah, no, you're
it's
right.
Nothing.
No, you're absolutely right about that. There's no, I don't doubt, I don't question
so I don't,
that.
I don't want to make people think that this is going to take, you know, a huge amount of work to pick the right pergola, but you have to take that pergola and fit it to your house and fit it to your design.
Or have the guts to say it doesn't work.
Yes.
So, like you said, look up. I mean, the worst thing for us, and we see this all the time, is when we get that couple and he wants something and she doesn't, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they put you in the middle and we have to make a decision. And we always know who's right and who's wrong, right? But we have to figure out a diplomatic way to get that across. So it's this ability to make sure that you're looking at, that you're not forcing an idea into your budget and into your yard and into your home, whether it's inside or outside too. I mean, I know we're in pergolas right now and coverings outside, but it's like, so many times we see people waste money, waste time, cause aggravation in their marriages or their relationships because they're not looking up, like you said. And that's really, I mean, that's one of the things that motivates you and I about this, is having a microphone and saying, okay, share your stories with us, folks. You know where to get us. But in case you didn't hear it before, contact us at deanandderek.com or at Dean and Derek on Facebook or even our YouTube page. Check out some of those and drop some comments. But this is really about making sure that you're getting the information and we're being a resource for you.
Yes.
Because we've seen a lot of people waste money, waste time, and then they don't get the value into their home.
So I'm going to throw out one more high-end pergola idea.
Okay, go for it.
That if it's in the right place, it works.
Right.
Derek and Dean come in. They build stone columns.
Did you just say Derek and Dean?
Yeah.
You put me first.
I did. I felt
Why?
Bad
what do you want?
I don't know.
There's something going on.
Nope.
There's not, just, that's not normal.
See, that's your problem. I'm trying to give you a compliment. I've beat you down so much over these years. You don't even know how to take
All
a compliment.
All I'm telling you is what gets me through my life is the first 6 months of
okay,
my life.
Okay, so Dean and Derek come in your backyard, and they build you stone columns. They build the columns up maybe 4 feet, maybe a little higher, depending on the outdoor room.
Mm.
And then on top of that, they put a stone cap that you attach your wooden post to your covering pergola.
Right.
With that. So we're combining products. When you combine, I always tell people this, my favorite products to combine, and I wish it was my idea, but it goes back to the Roman times.
Yep.
Wood, metal, and stone.
We've heard that a lot, Dean.
It
yes.
is, and I'm going to keep saying it.
I know, it's your
but
favorite
that,
thing to
that's
do.
That's another high-end custom, because there's no company out there that makes a kit for that.
Yeah.
It's custom. But if you're going custom and that's in your budget, that's something to think about because it can be an incredible design if it works in the right house.
Yeah, but see, that's I'm going to be on the other side of that coin because I think a lot of people have done the stone columns with the pergola on top because they fell in love with it in a picture on someone else's house, and rarely does it work in other houses. I'm just saying that. I think that it can get heavy, and I think that it can really fight the simplicity of the design because you're still going to have furniture in there. You're going to have plants in there. You're going to have a dining room table in there, maybe some outdoor lighting.
And okay, so the restaurant next to the quarries that we did.
No, that works.
Thank you. Well, so everything you just said is bullcrap.
No.
That totally worked.
Wow, did
it?
You just like edit yourself?
Yes, I know you can swear
you said,
on this, but I'm not that
like
kind of guy.
Swear.
I don't
like to swear. Why are people swearing
because
on these?
Because it makes you sound like
it's
you're
ridiculous.
Important or
no. No, no, because I was talking about a residential application. That's a commercial application. That's
no.
an outdoor. Listen to me. That's an outdoor patio where people eat dinner at a restaurant.
So if
of
you had a multi-million dollar house, crazy money, Hamptons.
Yeah. All right, fine.
You could take that and put that in your
That
backyard.
Could work. Yeah.
And it would totally work.
That's true.
I'm not saying putting it behind our house.
No.
That on the right house. It's high end. It's custom.
Okay, but you
if
know
you
when
have
people
that type of home.
You know when people do it, right, in the residential world, and then they try to make that column skinnier.
No.
Right.
I'm not saying
it, you know what
see,
I'm saying.
See, you've got to take it to like a funky level.
I'm
here.
Not
I'm
going
just
to a funky level.
That,
I'm just telling you.
That, that if you combine the products.
Yeah.
combine the products. Wood, metal and stone.
Dude,
you cannot go wrong.
You so need an iced coffee.
But admit, we
need an iced coffee break. That's what we need. Because I don't know what's going on with you.
What I did here?
What'd you do?
Dunkin' Donuts going to deliver.
Are they?
Yeah. I know. Think about it. Now I'm sure you have an app where you push a button, iced coffee. That could be a problem for us. That could be a serious problem if Dunkin' Donuts delivered.
I know that you were talking high end. I'm just saying that high end isn't for everybody out there. And it's just that sometimes people... Here's the bigger thing. Sometimes, and we've done this too, a high end idea or a high end product, we try to steal from that and bring it into a medium budget or lower budget. And it just doesn't work. It doesn't work. That's all I'm trying to say.
I'm trying to remember. Here, remember this? Lodi.
Okay. Lodi, California, by the way. I'll get you caught up to his head and his brain, how it
works.
So
we
Lodi,
did an outdoor covering on there. We did a pergola on their outdoor
wine
tasting.
That was 40 feet by 20 feet.
Right.
It was massive, but why was it so big?
Because it was a huge outdoor space for their wine tasting.
They had a winery.
Oh, I dropped
my
keys.
You're throwing things now. The winery.
Right.
So that totally worked in that space. And we had stone on the first two
feet. But what was it? Stone?
Yeah.
Wood?
Well, that worked again. It was a commercial application.
Right, but you could tighten that up and put it in a smaller home backyard.
You can.
And it would work.
It just has to be right.
Everything we're saying, and I can agree with some of the points you're making.
That's the first time you've agreed with me
on
this show.
But I can't.
The first time.
Because some people will see a massive backyard and try to steal from it and put it in their little backyard, and it doesn't work. They live in a ranch, and they're trying to take the Lodi look and making it smaller.
I agree.
And it's not because they live in a ranch. It's not the style of a ranch.
Right.
So I agree with you. But if you can still take elements of that and put it in a smaller home, and it will work. I know that was on a massive scale, but it still incorporates the same things I talk about. And it's true. And I keep harping on this. Combining the right products will make a better design.
You know that I love mixing products. I'm not against mixing products. I'm just saying you just kind of took what I said and did it in a different way. That's all I'm saying is that you got to be careful again about forcing an idea when it doesn't work.
Yes,
and
I would never suggest
all of a sudden the pergola lives in its own world and your house lives in its own world and they're not connected.
Here's the deal. If people listen to me, they probably won't make mistakes. If they listen to you, chances are, because you're all over the place.
Well, here's the thing.
I just talked you into going with the wooden stone thing where 10 minutes ago you said it wouldn't work.
I've always liked wooden stone. You took that from me anyway.
But you said the columns wouldn't work.
I'm the one that taught you about wooden stone.
Okay.
Please, let's not go there.
Okay.
I mixed products. I introduced that to you.
Okay.
Let's not go there. The problem is if they listen to you, they're going to have boulders and seagrass everywhere. So we know that. You did Tony's house. But Tony has boulders and seagrass everywhere. Right, Tony?
It totally works.
Yeah, it does. But, you know.
I do it on every design,
but for the
right design.
Yes, you do.
No.
And Montauk daisies.
And my new thing, too, is stepping up fire pits from flat areas.
We've got to wrap this one up.
That's a whole other show.
That's another show.
We're going to call it Stepping Up.
Stepping Up.
Go ahead.
All right, folks, listen. You know how to reach us. But in case you missed it, contact us at deanandderek.com. Dean and Derek on Facebook. We'd love to hear your comments. We're here for you. Any questions you have? We'll get some visuals out there for you on pergolas and coverings. Do you have anything else to say?
Yeah, if any of you are in the medical field where you're into that testosterone rejuvenation thing, I got a leak and I need help. I'm the Titanic right now. So if there's anything, I think there's a new gel out there or something, anything I can swab or take a pill or anything, rub on my head. I'm open, as long as the side effects don't cause shrinkage.
I am so sorry, folks. We'll see you next time. Goodbye.